for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2006 Memorial Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is the Friday afternoon 1:15 Ladies Deliverance Service, May 26, 2006. Carla Bertard is the speaker of the service, teaching on comfort for the broken heart.
Let's start with prayer. Father, we thank you for this afternoon. We thank you for this camp. We thank you for the word that's already come forth, the groundwork that's been laid, the groundbreaking that's taken place so far. Lord, we just invite you in here. We ask you to send your mighty Holy Spirit, Lord, to do the work. Send your mighty warring angels to fight on our behalf, Lord. We thank you for what you are about to do. I bind every spirit, every hindering spirit, and every blocking spirit that would come to hinder total freedom in the name of Jesus. And I speak to every blocking spirit and I say, move in Jesus' name right now. I bind every blocking spirit. I speak spiritual paralysis to you. You will not hinder this meeting in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name. There has been groundwork laid already. Mr. Bijou prayed about the brokenhearted and abnormalities in the abdomen, but I'm going for the brokenhearted in this session. The name of it is called The Bruised and the Brokenhearted. It's an area that we don't hit much. We used to go for the biggies. These are biggies, but sometimes they're overlooked. I want to read a list of some of the manifestations that might be experienced if you are bruised or brokenhearted. You have a feeling of hopelessness. You're not experiencing the peace of God. You can't eat. You have a loss of appetite. Or you may be eating too much. No matter how much you pray, there's no relief from the burden. No breakthrough. No matter how much you have others pray for you, there's no relief or no breakthrough. You have a deep feeling of sadness, but you can't put your finger on it. What is it, Lord? You're fearful, anxious. You may be angry with yourself, with others, even secretly at God. You may be angry with the church, the pastor, the people in the church. Just overall angry. And there's even a feeling of hatred toward those you're angry with. You have hurt or ache. You just ache. You feel imprisoned, like you're stuck where you are and you just cannot get out. You're touchy. You lash out. And you even are caught by surprise at you lash out at people. And you can't explain why you're so touchy. You may feel guilty, depressed. You may be having troublesome dreams. You're tormented, broken. You're suffering. You're miserable. You feel like you're in a place of desolation, heartache, grief, heaviness, and despair. That's just some. There's many others, but that's a good place to start. You know, when Mike was here last time, we got in the car and drove around. We just really wanted to take a good look at the land. And we went back over behind Glenn's house over there, and it was so pretty. It's just really a beautiful land. And we're riding along, and all of a sudden there was this little dump. Just a little dump. I mean, I live in the country. I know how hard it is to dispose of things. Sometimes you just have to find a little place to dump. And there was this little dump, and I told Mike, ooh, there's a good illustration of us. Because we have our land, that's us. And it can be beautiful, but there's a little dump in there where we have piled our garbage. Nobody sees it, you think. Some people see it. Depends. But most of the time, your dump is not seen. You let people see what you want them to see. The dump is in a hidden place. Nobody goes there but you, because that's where you dump your stuff. You usually want it out of sight. But I thought, how interesting. That is just how we are. And I know at one point in my life, I had so much in that dumping place that I became sick. You know, you leave the garbage around too long, starts to rot, and then it attracts nasty bugs and worms, and then it starts stinking. And if you don't take care of places like that, it will make you sick. You may not even know what it is that's making you sick. It may be an accumulation of things. But that's that dump. And in that place, when God came, when I had the encounter with Jesus that took care of my dump, He became not only my Lord, not only my Savior, but my divine garbage man. He doesn't mind me saying that, because He wants our garbage. Amen. He can deal with our dump. We can't, or we would. We would have to find a place to dump it. That's where we put stuff we don't know what to do with. But in Luke 4:18, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." The word brokenhearted means to crush completely, to shatter, literally or figuratively, break in pieces, broken to shivers, having to do with the heart, such as the thoughts and the feelings in the mind. The word bruised means to crush, break, crack, such as a shattering to minute pieces without a reduction of particles. Now, the perfect illustration for that is a windshield of a car. Have you ever seen a windshield of a car? Broken, shattered, splintered, but it's all intact. There's no reduction of the size of the windshield, but it is busted. And a lot of humanity is walking around like the windshield, totally shattered, broken, crushed. Does that describe you today? Has someone hurt you? Could it have been a sibling, a parent, a spouse or teacher, a friend or preacher? We've all experienced hurts, either physically or emotionally, some of us both, physically and emotionally. Or have you been abandoned, either given up at birth, through divorce or adultery by a husband or your mother or your father, abandoned, even through death. I mean, that's something nobody can help. But lots of times when we have lost someone that was very dear to us, we feel abandoned. They didn't abandon us. We just feel abandoned because they're not there anymore. Or has someone done you wrong? Like you've gone to the doctor. I don't know any personal cases like this, but you could go to the doctor with a damaged right leg and they operate on your left leg. Now you have two damaged legs. You know, then there's that. You've been done wrong by somebody. Or your boss or a coworker. I have PE teacher down here because You know, Marvin mentioned the coach thing. Teachers damage us by things that they say. Mike still remembers vividly a teacher that shook him by the shoulders one time. Every time he tells the story, I say, honey, have you forgiven that teacher? Forgive that teacher. Or has someone told lies about you? Or has someone believed lies about you? Those are all hurtful things. Or perhaps you've been violated, the victim of rape or incest, or an abusive relationship. So right now, I want you just to close your eyes, and I want you to ask the Lord to show you if there's anything. I'm asking that the Lord will walk through the chambers of your heart and allow every door to be opened, those that you've closed because you don't want to look at what's behind it, those that you've blocked because you never want to open it again. Any doors that are in your heart that is hiding or protecting something that has hurt you so bad that you don't want to remember it. Lord, right now, Holy Spirit, search our hearts. Bring to our memories, Lord, the things that we need to have come to the surface, the things that are in our dump. Lord, we want you to take our garbage today. The stinky, smelly, tormenting things in our lives that are holding us back, holding us down. Bring to our memories right now, Lord, anything that we need to remember. I want to read some scripture. Lord, I just pray that as we continue this, that you'll show it, whatever it is, so that we can deal with it. In Genesis chapter 37, verses 33 through 35, where Jacob is told that Joseph, his favorite little son, that he gave the coat of many colors, and it created such a hatred in his brothers that they plotted to get rid of him. And they bring the coat back with all the blood on it and tell him that he's been killed. So verse 33, it says, and he recognized it and said, it is my son's coat. An evil beast has devoured him. Joseph is without doubt torn in pieces. And Jacob tore his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days. And all of his sons and all of his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, for I will go down into Sheol unto my son mourning. Thus his father wept for him. It says that Jacob refused to be comforted. And as I actually just came about preparing a teaching that I'm going to do on sickness and disease in Jacksonville, Florida in September, when Jesus went to the pool of Bethesda and was walking, and he came to that man that had been lame for 38 years, and he said to him, would thou be made whole or well? In other words, he stopped and said, do you want to be made well? See, we can refuse to be comforted. I was there once, and it happened that I did something that I didn't think I was capable of doing. And in that pride, I refused to be comforted for my guilt. I kept praying for God to forgive me. He forgave me the first time. But I refused to be comforted. I refused to receive His forgiveness because I was so devastated by my own actions. So I refused His forgiveness. I was punishing myself, in other words. And I just wondered, Lord, how many of us are refusing to be comforted? How many of us are stuck with whatever it is in our dump that we can't let go of because we are refusing to be comforted. The word refuse means to refuse utterly, absolutely, and totally. That's the concordance definition. Webster says to decline to accept, to show or express unwillingness, to fail deliberately, deny, to withhold acceptance, compliance, or persuasion. The word refusal is the act of refusing or denying the opportunity or right of refusing. And that's one thing that a lot of us feel in that place where we were wounded, that we have a right to feel the way we feel. What they did was wrong. I am justified in feeling the way I feel. And that is pride. And when we won't bow to forgiveness, then we are in idolatry because we refuse to allow God to be God. We won't bow our knee to God. We put ourselves in God's place because we're going to hang on to our right to be offended, to be hurt, to be angry, and then it gets down in our heart. Another thing that was said today is that, you know, when we get hurt, there's nothing wrong with feeling hurt. But when you hang on to something too long, a spirit dives in there and gets a stronghold. That is a problem. Because it becomes bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, hatred. It even leads to murder. I'm going to show you that in Genesis 27, 41, 42. 27, 41, 42. Now this is Esau and Jacob. In 41 it says, and Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. You know, he tricked his dad. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. In other words, I'm going to wait till daddy dies, and then I will slay my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. See, that was going to bring him comfort. That's the danger of letting it get in there and fester. Because when we want to take the vengeance, then we're in real danger. So he was going to, that was his way of comfort. Mine is ice cream. I don't know what your comfort is. I like on a train. But we do. We comfort ourselves with crazy things. We may go out and buy a new outfit. That makes us feel better for a while. It's like a drug addict in a fix. You get the fix, and it feels good for a little while, but then you need another fix. That's the danger. So, when we refuse to be comforted, we are really denying Christ because he is the comforter. He is the comforter. And he told us that he would send another comforter to comfort us. So we have the comforter, but because we feel justified to feel the way we feel, we refuse it. Have you made a vow? Sometimes this is why we get stuck. Jerry McGee gives an excellent teaching on vows. And it involves ice cream. I'll share it with you. She was describing a vow and how it's like a train track. When you make a vow, it's like being on a train track. And no matter how hard you try to be different, you're going to follow that vow because you're on a track, and it just stays right there. And I thought, dude, that is so good. So I was thinking, I sure am glad I haven't made any vows. So We stand up, and she said, ask the Holy Spirit to show you if you've made any vows that need to be broken. I said, Lauren, show me if I've made any vows that need to be broken. And I had this movie picture go on in my mind. I was a little girl. My brothers were 5 and 7 years older than me, so I had to go to bed early, which was not very long after supper. And I would be in my bedroom, and I never was sleepy. I would lay there for hours and just imagine, man, my world of fantasy really developed during those years. But anyway, a little while after I'd been in bed, I would hear someone say, let's have some ice cream. Okay. They'd all go in the kitchen, the four of them, and I'd hear them. Yeah. I'd be in my bedroom just crying. I never did get ice cream. And I made a vow. When I grow up, I'm going to have ice cream whenever I want. Now, before I went to that seminar, I was having a real problem with eating. At times, I wasn't even hungry. I find myself eating. I'm standing in front of the pantry right after I ate. What am I doing? One side of me saying, what are you doing? You just got up from the table. I know, but I want something. Okay, you know. And it, before long, I'm eating. I don't keep ice cream in the house. So it's something else. You know, if you don't have your fix, you'll turn to something else. But I remembered that vow. I didn't even realize I had made it. It was revelation that I had made this vow. And so ice cream is a real problem. Now, I broke the vow, so I don't eat ice cream anytime I want it, but if it's in the house, I'll eat it. There's still something connected to that ice cream. But anyway, that's what a vow will do. So have you made a vow? I will never forget those words. I will never forget what they did to me. And you replay it over and over and over and over. So if there's been any vows made, let's just stop right now. Ask the Lord to reveal to you. If the reason you're stuck, if you're being tormented, if you are grieved, if you're having any of the problems that I read at the beginning, ask the Lord, have I made a vow that has stuck me in this place of torment? Holy Spirit, come right now, Lord. Reveal to them any vows that they have made. Any vows. Okay, a good way to ask yourself, if any of those things that you remembered, if it's a problem, ask yourself, if you could inflict the perfect revenge and nobody know about it, would you do it? If you could inflict perfect revenge and nobody know about it, would you do it? If there's anybody in your life that you'd like to do that with, then you may have the condition of being brokenhearted or bruised. Okay. Jesus asked the question, will thou be made whole today? What did the man say? Well, yes, but let's turn and look at that. Did I even write that scripture down? I think it's in, the one I was wrong. I didn't write down. Does anybody know where that is? I think it's John. It's John. I think it's 5.
Yeah.
Chapter 5. Thank you, Lord. Is that right? Okay. What verse? There it is. Okay. Verse 6 of chapter 5. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there now a long time, he said unto him, wilt thou be made well? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool, but while I'm coming down, another steps in front of me. You know what I think? I think in verse 8, Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. I think he interrupted that guy in the middle of his sentence. He had a whole lot more to say. But Jesus just stopped him by saying, rise, take up thy bed, and walk.
Yes.
And he did. Okay? So, ask yourself the question. Will I be made whole today?
Yes.
Will you choose to be made whole today?
Yes.
Put away your refusal and receive comfort from the Lord today, whatever it is in your dump.
I'm hearing some just
started
static.
Okay.
One of the things that might be in your way of receiving comfort is not being able to forgive yourself. Are you the one who inflicted the hurt?
Or did the wrong, whatever it was. Because that's where I was. I couldn't forgive myself. And you know what God showed me about that? That I thought more highly of myself than I ought. Because when we get to the place where we think we're above anything, look out. What I learned in that situation was, given the right set of circumstances, we are all capable of doing the unthinkable. So maybe that's something we need to repent of, is thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought. It's just plain old stinking pride. Self-righteousness. Found out that the areas that we like to judge other people in are the areas that we feel self-righteous in.
Yes.
Had to repent for that already today. Unforgiveness of others and even yourself will block your blessings and your prayers, the answers to your prayers. Let's look at Matthew 6.
We all know this already. We just have to be reminded. We forget the simple stuff.
It's the really simple stuff that catches us. Verse 14 and 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That's pretty serious. Some of us might have to go all the way back to where the hurt happened and forgive and ask for forgiveness for everything that happened after that. Because it may have stopped way back there. Look at Matthew 18. This may be why some of us are stuck in the place that we are. This is the story we all know well about the man that owed a lot of money. And the man he owed it to came to collect and he said, I don't have the money, but if you'll just give me time, I'll repay all. So he forgave him the whole debt. Then he goes to someone who owes him a little bit and strangles him for it. Demands his money. So where he had received forgiveness, he didn't give it to someone else who needed it. And look at verse 32. Then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou besoughtest me. Shouldst thou not also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was angry and delivered him to the inquisitors. The word really is tormentors. Till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother his trespasses. That's pretty serious. I bet just about every person who's being tormented could go right to this scripture and have it taken care of. The tormentors. So is there anyone that you haven't forgiven for anything? Because it says if we haven't done that,
you know, talking about the way God has forgiven us.
Even before we belonged to Him, He loved us. He loved us. We forget sometimes as Christians that we used to be right there. We used to be right there where those that we are putting down. We used to be there. God loved us then. He wanted us to come into Him. He still wants those that don't belong to Him to come into Him. He's constantly calling. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. He's drawing everybody. We need to pray for them to respond to the drawing, but be quick to forgive so that we're not turned over to the tormentors. I don't want to be in torment. I've been there. I don't want to be in torment anymore. The rich young ruler went to Jesus. Let's look at that. Mark 10:17. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Isn't that what we all want?
Yeah.
You know, Jesus said, I came that you might have life and life more abundantly. Eternal life, good life, abundant life, life's life, lively life, no death, no torment. And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these I have observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. This story doesn't have anything to do with money or wealth or riches. It has to do with the one thing. You know, we can feel righteous. Oh, well, I won't have that problem because I'm not a rich man. But what is your one thing?
That's right.
What is your one thing? That one thing. You notice that he mentions all the right things he was doing. He had done all those things from his youth. But it was the thing he couldn't do that tripped him, that made him walk away sad, unable. He refused to do the one thing. So what is it that we haven't been willing to do? And that is idolatry. Because rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. We are all guilty of idolatry and witchcraft because we've all been stubborn at some point in our life, even after we have received Jesus. Stubborn, unwilling, not willing, refusing. And that puts us in a place of lordship because we want to lord over our own life. We don't want to allow Him to truly be Lord. Can't remember who said recently. It might have been here or somewhere else. But when's the last time that you've asked, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? We get up, we have our agenda. Boy, we're popping with it. But lordship means boss.
Yeah.
Who said that? Was it here?
Yeah.
It means boss. When He is the Lord, and, you know, we don't really understand it the way they do over in countries that have kings. They are the Lord of that land. And what they say, you better do, or you're likely to lose your head. We don't have a real understanding of that. But it's idolatry. 1 Samuel 15:22 says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice.
Yes.
To be obedient. To yield. Isaiah 53:4, this is what Jesus did for us. Surely He hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement or the payment or the requirement for our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Will you be made whole today? Will you allow the divine garbage man to come and get your dump? The dump that's in your heart that stands in the way of you receiving everything. Because you know the space that that dump takes up? Jesus can't get there. He wants to abide in your whole heart with no garbage. So I'm asking you today to open the door to the dump, allow the comfort of the Holy Spirit to come in and remove your hurt, your pain, your injuries, your bruises, your brokenheartedness, because He alone can fix it. Nobody else can. He alone can fix it. Some of the things that we've mentioned, like anger, there was a scripture, I didn't include all the scriptures that I looked at, but one, it talks about being weak in the knees, trouble with the feet. There's anger about Asa, who was diseased in his feet. It said he was wroth. Made me wonder, can great anger cause you problems in your feet? A broken spirit, who can bear? It dries up the bones. Could this be the answer to osteoporosis, to arthritis, to many of the physical things that we have in our body? Heart disease. Don't you think that carrying around grief and great sorrow and sadness and bitterness and anger and hatred and resentment and the list goes on can cause your heart to get sick? Because there's garbage there. The flies come. And the worms and the rot and the stench and then the sickness. You know, rot will cause rot.
Yes.
Rot will cause rot. You put a piece of rotted wood on a good piece of wood and pretty soon you're going to have rotten wood there. It's like the one bad apple spoils the whole basket. And many of us have these places in our hearts that we have reserved the right to have. We have refused to be comforted about that thing because it's justified. But you know what? Jesus was absolutely innocent. And he suffered for us. So why should we deny the great sacrifice that he sacrificed on our behalf? That must grieve him. Today he's grieved for the brokenhearted and the bruised. He's grieved. And he is interceding for every one of us today to let him come and deal with that. So we're going to pray, and then we're going to cast out these spirits. Let's pray this out loud. O Lord, forgive me for stubbornly and foolishly holding on to rejection, hurt, and grief. I have clung to that which you have borne for me through your own suffering. Forgive me, Lord. Cleanse me. And comfort my wounded spirit. Now we make a declaration to Satan. Satan, I renounce you and all your works. I take back from you all the ground that I have ever yielded to you. You will not rob me of the comfort which Christ offers me. I resist you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you are commanded to go. Now, Heavenly Father,
You know my life.
You know my life.
And all that has happened to me.
And all that has happened to me.
You know the wounds that I have experienced.
You know the wounds that I have experienced.
At the hands of others.
At the hands of others.
And through life's adversity.
And through life's adversity.
I come to you.
With a forgiving heart.
I willingly and completely forgive. Each person who has ever caused me pain or grief. Now I want you just to pause right now and recall and forgive. Call it by name. Lord, with your faces.
In their minds, let them see their faces, Lord. Each person that needs to be forgiven. I repent of all my sins and ask you to forgive and cleanse me by the precious blood of Jesus. I need the comfort of your Holy Spirit.
I'm telling, really, I need the comfort. I need your comfort, Lord.
Comfort us, Lord, as only you can. I refuse to hold on to the wounds that Christ bore for me through his own suffering and death. Lord, take away my sorrow and give me your peace and joy. I choose to be comforted. I choose to be comforted. I receive your comforting right now.
I
accept your comforting touch.
Right
now.
In the name of
Jesus. Amen. Now receive it, ladies. Just receive it. Receive his comfort. Be comforted in the name of Jesus. Be comforted in the innermost being. Receive his comfort in Jesus' name. Receive his comfort. Right now, over the spirits of hopelessness, I speak to the spirit of hopelessness right now, and I command you to go. I command you to go in Jesus' name. All hopelessness, all feelings that you're going to be stuck there forever, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and let it out. All feelings of hopelessness, like you'll never be free of that peace, I speak to that spirit to go. Loss of appetite or eating too much, all eating disorders, all false refuges of drugs, alcohol, whatever you turn to for your comfort, I speak to those spirits and I command them to go right now. All spirits of bondage that have held you in bondage, go in Jesus' name. All spirits of bondage. Sadness, go. Grief, oppression, depression, fear, go in Jesus' name. Deep grief and sadness, go in Jesus' name. Crying spells, I break your power in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Being anxious, fearful, worried, go in Jesus' name. All spirits of fear and worry, anxiety, go in Jesus' name. I speak to the spirit of anger, hatred, resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness. Go right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of unforgiveness, go in the name of Jesus. Loose God's people right now in the name of Jesus. I command every unforgiving spirit to go right now. I break your power. Hatred, the desire to murder that person that hurt you, to have revenge, I break your power right now. Spirit of retaliation, I break your power in Jesus' name. Heartache, suffering, heaviness, and despair, go in Jesus' name. Heaviness, just feeling sad all the time, having a sorrowful countenance, go in Jesus' name. All spirits of suffering and misery, go in Jesus' name. Deep hurt in the heart, go in Jesus' name. The spirit of captivity, being imprisoned in your sorrow, even wanting to be there,
I break that spirit, the willingness to stay in your misery. I break that power right now in Jesus' name. The spirit of being touchy and lashing out. Hurt wants to hurt. Even a nice old dog will snap at you when you step on his tail. Hurt causes you to lash out. I speak to that spirit of hurt and I command it to go in Jesus' name. That touchy spirit, the spirit of offense, being offended in Jesus' name. I break your power, the spirit of offense, go in Jesus' name. Guilt, guilt, all guilt spirits, go in the name of Jesus. Being guilty of being the one, being guilty of lashing out, being guilty of not forgiving, guilty, just guilty, the spirit of guilt, I command you to go. I break your power off God's people right now in Jesus' name. Torment. All tormenting spirits that bother the sleep, that bother you during the day, that keep your mind in confusion, and keep you tormented. I speak to all spirits of torment and command you to go in Jesus' name. Desolation, that feeling like you're all by yourself, nobody understands. I come against that in the name of Jesus, and I break your power. They are not desolate. We are not desolate. We have Jesus Christ and His comforting Holy Spirit to tend to us. Lord, we thank You. We thank You for Your Holy Spirit. Heaviness, all spirits of heaviness, go in Jesus' name. Spirits of heaviness, go. Being justified to feel the way you feel. Hanging on to your right to be angry. I break your power. I break your power right now in Jesus' name. You have no right to hang on to this when Christ died for you. We release it right now, Lord. We put it. We thank you that you suffered everything on our behalf so that we wouldn't have to. We receive it right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Carrying offenses for others. Someone hurt my mama, and I'm going to be mad at them forever. Someone hurt my child, and that kind of thing right now in Jesus' name. That chain anger. The chain anger. I break you right now. I break your power in Jesus' name. That loyalty to anything but Christ. I break the loyalty. I break idolatry in Jesus' name. Wanting to be Lord of your own life. Not submitting to the Word of God in Jesus' name. All idolatry, go in Jesus' name. I break your power in the name of Jesus. All idolatry, go in Jesus' name. Lord, I speak to the broken heart. I say, be healed in Jesus' name. I speak to the broken heart. I command that broken heart to be healed right now in Jesus' name. I speak to the bruised and I say, be healed in Jesus' name. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus over every broken heart. Lord, send your Holy Spirit right now into the garbage dump and remove it from its place in Jesus' name. We command it to move in the name of Jesus. All the rot, the tears, the pain, the disease, I speak to every disease caused by the bruised and broken heart, go in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Every infirmity in the heart, be healed in Jesus' name. Every infirmity in the spine brought on by bitterness, be healed in the name of Jesus. Every infirmity, every mind-binding spirit, every spirit of bondage, every bondage, I break your power, bondage to alcohol, bondage to TV, bondage to mama, whatever you're covering your dump with, I command it to leave it in Jesus' name, for it to be exposed right now in the name of Jesus, and rip it out in the name of Jesus. I rip it out right now in the name of Jesus. Break up the solid ground, the ground of your heart that never been touched before. I command it to be broken up right now in Jesus' name. Lord, send your Holy Spirit right now. Holy Spirit, send your healing, Lord. We receive.
comforted. Be comforted in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come against rebellion. I come against rebellion right now. All rebellion. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I command rebellion to be broken right now in Jesus' name. The stubborn, stiff-necked rebel spirit, go in Jesus' name. We break your power, you stiff-necked rebel. I'm going to do it my way. Idolatry. We break your power right now. Right now, stubbornness, unwillingness, go in Jesus' name. I command every spirit to receive a spirit of yieldedness to the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Witchcraft. Rebellion is just a sin of witchcraft. I come against all witchcraft right now in the name of Jesus, brought about by rebellion. All witchcraft spirits, go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, all witchcraft spirits, go in Jesus' name. Every working of witchcraft brought by disobedience and rebellion, I command you to go in Jesus' name. We will yield to the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we bind our will to your will. We ask every will in ourselves that is not of you to be broken right now. Be broken in Jesus' name. We yield to you, Lord. We thank you, thank you. Thank you for what you did on the cross, Lord. Thank you. We thank you that you suffered everything on our behalf so we wouldn't have to. Lord, let us be quick to forgive, quick to forgive, quick to obey. When the conviction comes, be quick to obey, quick to obey in Jesus' name. We thank you. Thank you. Just begin to thank him, praise him. Thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise you for what you've done, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being our divine garbage man, Lord, that you came and dealt with our junk. Lord, that you're so willing to deal with our junk. Let us bring our junk to you. Let us keep our hearts clean and pure for your presence, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for your comfort. Thank you. And Lord, as Marvin said this morning before he closed, he was talking about the Dead Sea. And he said that fresh water flows into that Dead Sea every day, but until you are giving out, when you start giving out, when the water flows in and you give out, there's life able to happen there. So, as the Word says in 1 Corinthians, or is it 2? It's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. Well, I'll just start with 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, or at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. With all the saints, grace to you, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them who are in any trouble by the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted of God. So take what you've been comforted with and comfort others with it. And let it flow. Let it flow. No dead seas here. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.